This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the core framework's clarity and openness pillars translate into specific physical expression choices. Turn two powerful communication pillars into body language you can practice today. In short, this article covers two core framework pillars, and how each translates into four specific physical expression choices you can prepare and apply. The clarity pillar shapes your posture, eye contact, and vocal precision. The openness pillar shapes your stance, gesture, and facial receptivity. Together, they give you a physical system, not just a mindset. Definition: physical expression choices are the deliberate decisions you make about posture, gesture, eye contact, and vocal tone to reinforce your spoken message. In the core framework, these choices are not accidental. They are planned, practiced, and aligned with your communication intent. You had the right words. You had prepared your core message. You even knew what outcome you wanted. But when you sat down across from that person, something shifted. Your shoulders drew inward. Your eyes dropped. Your voice lost its steadiness. And by the time you finished speaking, the message had arrived smaller than you sent it. That moment, I've lived it more than once. The gap between knowing what to say and communicating it with your whole self is where most conversations fail. Physical expression choices are what close that gap. And without a clear system for making them, you default to anxiety instead of intention. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the core framework as the foundational system for difficult conversations. It is built on four pillars: clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. As I explain in Chapter 5, the first two pillars are not just mental states. They are physical disciplines with specific, learnable behaviors attached to them. In this article, you will learn four frameworks that give you a reliable structure for physical expression choices in any situation. If you want the full picture of how the core framework operates across a team environment, how to use the core framework to restore team synergy after a breakdown is the place to start. Why structure matters more than you think about body language. Most people believe their physical presence in a conversation is either natural or not. They think some people just carry themselves with confidence, and others do not. That is not true. Physical expression is a learnable skill, and the people who do it well have usually built a system around it. Without a structure, pressure strips everything away. Under stress, your body reverts to its default state. That might mean crossed arms, a lowered gaze, a voice that speeds up and loses its weight. A framework gives you something to reach for before that happens. Here is where having a physical expression framework makes the real difference. When you deliver critical feedback, where body language either opens the other person up or closes them down before your first sentence lands. When you are in a high-stakes presentation, where posture and eye contact tell the room whether to trust you, often before you've said 10 words. When a conversation turns emotional, the way you hold your hands and regulate your breath either escalates the tension or begins to dissolve it. When you're listening to someone in distress, the stillness and orientation of your body communicates care more powerfully than any reassurance you could speak. When you need to project authority without aggression, the angle of your stance and the steadiness of your voice do most of that work for you. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Clarity Stance. The Clarity Stance is a pre-conversation physical configuration designed to signal directness, confidence, and readiness. It is drawn directly from the clarity pillar of the core framework and gives your body a specific starting position before any important conversation begins. What it is designed for. The clarity stance is best used before and during conversations where you need to be taken seriously, performance discussions, disagreements, and any moment where your credibility matters to the outcome. How it works. Number 1. Feet shoulder width apart, weight evenly distributed. This is your physical foundation. An even stance prevents the nervous shifting that signals uncertainty. Before you enter the room, plant yourself. Stand still for 3 full seconds and feel the ground under both feet. Example: before a difficult feedback meeting, stand outside the door in this position for 15 seconds before you knock. Number 2. Shoulders back and slightly dropped, not rigid. Pulling your shoulders back opens your chest and lifts your voice. Rigidity signals stress, so the release downward is as important as the pullback. The goal is open, not armoured. Example: as you sit down across from the other person, consciously drop your shoulders as you exhale. Number 3. Chin parallel to the floor, gaze level. A chin that dip signals submission. One that rises signals aggression. Level is where trust lives. Your eye line should meet the other person's without effort or strain. Example, when you begin speaking, find their eyes before you find your words. When to use it. Use the clarity stance at the start of any conversation where your message needs to be received with respect. It is particularly powerful in one-on-one meetings where your physical presence sets the relational tone immediately. When not to use it. Do not hold this stance rigidly throughout a long conversation. It is a starting configuration, not a permanent posture. Holding it too long reads as stiffness rather than confidence. A quick example in practice. You need to address a team member's repeated lateness. Before the meeting, you stand in the clarity stance for 10 seconds outside the room. You enter, sit down, drop your shoulders, and meet their eyes before you speak. You say, I want to talk about something that has been affecting the team. I want to be direct with you. Your body has already said, I am serious. And I am safe. Eamon's take. I have watched the clarity stance turn hesitant managers into credible leaders without a single word changing. The ground under your feet is the most underused communication tool you have. Framework 2. The Open Hands Protocol. The Open Hands Protocol is a deliberate system for managing hand position and gesture during conversation to signal honesty and calm. It comes from the openness pillar of the core framework, and addresses one of the most common sources of physical tension signals what you do with your hands. What it is designed for. This framework is essential in any conversation where the other person needs to feel safe enough to speak honestly, including feedback sessions, conflict resolution, and team conversations where psychological safety is at stake. How it works. Number 1. Rest your hands below your chest, open and relaxed. Hands held above the chest can read as defensive or anxious. Hands in your lap are invisible and passive. The zone between your waist and your lower chest, with palms angled slightly upward, communicates openness without performance. Example, place both hands on the table, relaxed, before you begin speaking. Number 2. Gesture with open palms when making a key point. A closed fist or a pointed finger signals dominance or accusation. An open palm facing upward while you speak invites agreement rather than demanding it. Keep gestures slow and deliberate. Below shoulder height. Example, when you say I want to understand your perspective, let your hands open outward slightly as you speak. Number 3. Return to stillness after each gesture. Hands that move constantly create visual noise that distracts from your message. After each deliberate gesture, return your hands to the resting position. Stillness between gestures signals composure. Example, after making your point, rest your hands back on the table before you listen. When to use it. Use the open hands protocol throughout any conversation where tension is present or likely. It works particularly well alongside the empathy bridge technique from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, where you acknowledge the other person's feelings before delivering a difficult message. When not to use it. In formal presentations, where you need commanding physical presence, fully open and low hands can read as uncertain. In those contexts, gestures can be slightly higher and more expansive, though still open-palmed. A quick example in practice. A colleague challenges your decision in front of the group. You feel the heat rise. You place both hands flat on the table, open and still. You say, that is a fair question, and I want to address it properly. Your hands have already told the room that you are not threatened and not aggressive. The conversation stays productive. Eamon's take. The hands are the most visible part of your nervous system. What they do in the first 30 seconds of a difficult conversation sets the emotional temperature for everything that follows. Framework 3. The Vocal Clarity Method. The Vocal Clarity Method is a three-part system for managing your speaking pace, volume, and tone to make your message land with precision and authority. It translates the clarity pillar directly into your voice, because how you say something shapes how it is received as much as what you say. What it is designed for. This framework is critical in any high-stakes spoken communication delivering a core message, stating a boundary, or holding your ground without escalating tension. How it works. Number 1. Slow down at your most important sentence. People speed up when they are nervous, which buries their key point in a rush of words. The sentence that matters most deserves the most space. Slow deliberately as you approach it, and allow a half-second pause after it lands. Example. The behavior I'm describing pauses affecting the whole team. Number 2. Drop your volume slightly at the point of emphasis. Counterintuitively, speaking more quietly at a key moment draws the listener in rather than pushing them back. A slight drop in volume signals confidence. raising your voice signals stress. Example, lower your voice just slightly as you say, "This is what I need from you." Number 3. End your sentences with a downward inflection. Sentences that rise at the end sound like questions, even when they are not. A downward inflection signals certainty. Practice it aloud until it becomes natural. As I describe in the 5-step script practice process outlined in Chapter 2, say it right every time. Example, I need this resolved by Friday. Said with a steady, falling close. When to use it. Use the vocal clarity method whenever you're stating a position, setting an expectation, or delivering feedback. It is equally valuable in one-on-one conversations and team settings. When not to use it. When you are asking genuine questions or inviting dialogue, a rising inflection is natural and appropriate. Reserve the downward close for statements, not inquiries. A quick example in practice. You're telling a direct report that the report quality must improve. You slow as you reach the core message. You drop your volume slightly. The standard I need going forward is this. Your voice has not risen. Your pace has not rushed. The message has arrived with weight and clarity and without aggression. Eamon's take. Voice work is the physical expression skill that most people ignore entirely. A strong message delivered in a tight, fast, rising voice loses most of its strength before it arrives. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Receptive Listening Posture. The receptive listening posture is a deliberate physical configuration for the moments when you are not speaking, designed to communicate full attention and genuine respect. It draws from the openness pillar of the core framework and addresses the physical side of what it means to truly listen, what it is designed for. This framework is essential when the other person is speaking, particularly in emotionally charged or sensitive conversations where they need to feel truly heard before they can receive your response. The role of genuine listening in building team trust is explored further in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. How it works. Number 1. Lean forward slightly from the waist, not from the neck. A forward lean from the waist signals engagement. A forward lean from the neck alone can read as intrusive or anxious. Keep your spine long and your lean gentle, perhaps 5 to 10 degrees. Example, as the other person begins to share something difficult, let your body move forward with your attention. Number 2. Nod slowly and deliberately, no more than once every 5 seconds. Rapid nodding signals impatience. Slow, spaced nodding signals genuine processing. One deliberate nod communicates, I heard that, and I am taking it in. Example, as they make their main point, one slow nod without interruption. Number 3. Maintain soft, steady eye contact without staring. Look at them with the kind of attention you would give a friend telling you something important. This is not a fixed stare, it is a relaxed, present gaze that holds its ground without pressure. Example, hold their eye contact through the emotional part of what they are saying, rather than looking away. When to use it. Use the receptive listening posture whenever the other person needs to feel safe enough to be honest. It is the physical complement to the psychological safety that underpins productive conversations, a topic covered well in What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy, when not to use it. If the conversation requires you to project authority and direction, a full receptive posture can soften your presence too much. Calibrate the lean and the nod to the context. A quick example in practice. A team member tells you they've been struggling and feeling unsupported. You lean forward slightly. You nod once as they reach the heart of it. Your eyes hold theirs without urgency. You do not reach for your response. You let the silence after they finish do its work. When you do speak, they already know you heard them because your body said so first. Eamon's take. Listening is the most underestimated physical skill in communication. The way your body receives another person's words either opens or closes the conversation that follows. How to choose the right physical expression framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Opening a difficult or high-stakes conversation clarity stance. Delivering feedback or critical news clarity stance plus vocal clarity method. Diffusing Tension or Conflict Open Hands Protocol. Building trust and psychological safety. Receptive listening posture. Making a key point land with authority. Vocal clarity method. Showing the other person they're being heard. Receptive listening posture. Any emotionally charged conversation. Open hands protocol plus receptive listening posture. In many conversations, two frameworks work together. The clarity stance opens the meeting. The vocal clarity method carries your key message. The receptive listening posture holds the space when the other person responds. If you're working through a team conflict, pairing the open hands protocol with the principles in how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy will give you a more complete system. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using physical expression frameworks. Frameworks only work when you apply them with discipline, not as a performance. You switch on for the difficult moments and abandon for everything else. Performing rather than practicing. A deliberately open posture that you have never rehearsed looks staged, and people feel the difference. Physical expression choices need to be built through repeated practice until they become muscle memory, exactly as outlined in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. Practice the postures before you need them, not during. Applying one framework and ignoring the others. Holding the clarity stance while your hands are clenched and your voice is tight creates a contradictory signal. Physical expression works as a system. When one element contradicts another, the listener picks up the dissonance, even if they cannot name it, forgetting the listening half. Most people focus on how they look when they speak and ignore how they look when they listen. The receptive listening posture matters as much as any speaking technique, particularly in conversations where emotional intelligence determines the outcome. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores why this matters at the team level. Abandoning the framework when emotions spike. The moment you feel the amygdala hijack begin, where physical defaults take over, that is exactly when the framework matters most. Use the 3-second pause from Chapter 5 of the core framework to interrupt the reactive cycle and return to your physical system before you respond. Treating physical expression as separate from the spoken message. Your posture, gesture, eye contact, and voice are not decoration, they are delivery. If your physical expression choices contradict your words, the listener trusts the body over the voice every single time. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these physical expression frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one framework and build from there. Number 1. Choose one framework and practice it in low-stakes conversations this week. Start with the clarity stance or the open hands protocol in an everyday meeting where nothing critical is at stake. You are building physical memory before the pressure arrives. Notice what feels unnatural and work on that element specifically. Number 2. Record yourself speaking for 2 minutes on any topic. Watch the recording with the sound off first. What do your hands do? Where does your gaze go? Does your posture open or close as you speak? This is the fastest honest feedback you will ever get on your physical expression choices. Most people find at least one habit they did not know they had. Number 3. Before your next difficult conversation, run the clarity checklist. As described in Chapter 5 of the core framework, prepare your core message, your desired outcome, and your listening readiness. Then add a physical layer. Which stance will you open with? And where will your hands be? How to give feedback strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it shows how this preparation applies directly in feedback conversations. Number 4. After each important conversation, reflect on the physical layer. Ask yourself, did my body support my message or work against it? This simple act of reflection, as I describe and say it right every time, is how single conversations become lasting lessons. It also connects directly to the post-conversation work described in How to Use the SBI Method to Give Team Members Feedback that Unifies Instead of Divides. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Physical expression choices are not instinctive for most people under pressure. They are built through deliberate practice and a repeatable system. The clarity pillar of the core framework translates into 3 specific physical disciplines: your stance, your eye line, and your vocal delivery. The openness pillar translates into how you hold your hands, how you gesture, and how your body receives another person when they speak. A physical expression system that contradicts your spoken message destroys trust faster than any wrong word could. You do not have to master all 4 frameworks at once. Start with one, build it to muscle memory, and then add the next. Reflection after the conversation is where the real skill develops. One honest 2-minute review teaches you more than 10 conversations without it. For the full core framework and the script that sit inside each pillar, Say It Right Every Time covers every element in depth. The connection between physical presence and team-level trust is explored in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. The most important thing is this: your physical expression choices are yours to make, deliberately and with preparation, every time you walk into a room that matters. Frequently asked questions. What are physical expression choices in communication? Physical expression choices are the deliberate decisions you make about posture, gesture, eye contact, and vocal tone during a conversation. They are the visible and audible layer of communication that either reinforces or contradicts your words. Done well, they build trust and clarity before you speak a single sentence. How does the core framework guide physical expression choices? The core framework uses clarity and openness as its first two pillars, and both translate directly into physical disciplines. Clarity shapes how you hold your body and modulates your voice to signal directness. Openness shapes your stance, gestures, and facial expression to signal safety and receptivity. Why do physical expression choices matter in difficult conversations? In a difficult conversation, words alone rarely carry the full message. Your posture, eye contact, and vocal tone either confirm or undermine what you say. If your physical expression choices contradict your words, the listener trusts your body over your voice every single time. How can I practice physical expression choices before a high-stakes conversation? Use the clarity checklist from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time to prepare your message, then rehearse it aloud in front of a mirror. Check your posture, your hand position, and your eye line. Practice until the physical choices feel natural, not performed. What physical expression choices signal openness to the other person? An uncrossed, forward-facing stance signals you are present. Relaxed hands held below the chest, slow and deliberate nodding, and steady but soft eye contact all communicate receptivity. These physical expression choices lower the other person's defenses before you say a word. Can poor physical expression choices undermine a good message? Absolutely. You can deliver a perfectly worded script and still lose the room if your arms are crossed, your eyes are darting, or your voice is clipped and tense. Physical expression choices are the frame around your words. A poor frame weakens even the strongest message. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.